Hi, Peggy Paradise people, it's Ruby here, and I found a letter that was sent to me a long time ago, but cleaning out my email boxes, I decided this one you just really had to hear because it's amazing. I'll read it to you. Dear Ruby, I was introduced to your program by my husband, who a couple years ago approached me about pegging. You have your classic cast to help introduce the topic to women for whom this is a new idea. I think it's 112. He wanted to reassure me that this is an intimate thing between him and me, and that it means nothing about his sexuality. He wanted me to see that it's okay, and that there are lots of people that do this. After listening to your introduction cast, I started listening more. I cannot tell you enough how much I love your openness and your patience and your acceptance and what feels like love for everyone out there. What I heard was encouraging, but I was still missing something. I think mostly it's been courage with a healthy dose of lack of self-love, a sprinkling of logistics, and at least a smattering of disinterest in the idea. Ultimately, reluctant feels like an accurate word for how I have felt about pegging my husband these last couple years. In theory, I have no problems with it, but I have been struggling getting there. I realized lately that I have been afraid. Of what? Of not doing it right or well, of hurting him, of poop, of opening a door that if I didn't like, I wouldn't be able to close again, of opening a door that might lead to more doors that are even scarier. But also, I'm happy with our sex life. You can probably typify me as vanilla. I don't have a high sex drive, and I don't seem to have a need for any level of kink. I found out with my husband that I don't need toys, that his hands and his mouth and his dick make me very happy. It is an uncommon event that we both don't finish. I get my itch scratched. It seems like he does as well. So if it's not broken, why are we trying to fix it? So I haven't. But I decided recently that to not is to do our marriage a disservice. That just because I'm satisfied with everything and just because we both reach orgasm each time we have sex, it doesn't mean he's satisfied. I've been starting to realize lately that by not participating in this part of him, I'm devaluing him and saying my sexual needs are more important than his. That's not the partner I want to be. Yesterday morning, while he slept, I pulled the supplies he'd gotten together and put them on a shelf on his side of the closet. I went to work and texted him that I wanted to have a great date with him and I wanted a strong finish. I wanted to commit early so I wouldn't back out. I wanted the day to emotionally and mentally prepare. My husband would say I plan too much, but it's a deep part of my soul and it helps me to be ready for whatever is to come. After 2, maybe 3 years of this request going unanswered, I didn't want it to be awful. It was awkward, of course, trying to figure out how to use an appendage I've never had on me before. The angles, the positions, all awkward, but honestly, fun. I tend to get a little too much in my head. Okay, a lot too much. And this wasn't so different from that, but I loved paying so close attention to my husband to hear his reactions and make sure I was giving him pleasure. He didn't finish with me entering him. I don't think either of us were surprised. But when he did finish, it was a good one. We'll do it again and keep getting better. We'd love advice. His favorite position was missionary, much for the same reason I liked the position, that emotional connection and the use of hands. And my favorite was cowboy, the leverage, free hands, good stuff. I think the best thing that came from it, though, was the emotional connection. I think he's been worrying about how I've been judging him since he made the request. I also think he's been missing that giving part of me. We had a lovely date before it, and he double-checked my commitment to our evening plans a few times and kept telling me I didn't have to do it until I put my foot down and made sure he knew I needed to do it for no other reason than to show him how much I love him. Thank you for your openness and your acceptance and for being a resource that has helped my husband and I connect on a whole new level. And this letter is from Stephanie. It was sent, June in 2023, people, over 2 years old. So I am going to send Stephanie an email and let her know that I read this. So I have to say that this might indeed be the longest period of time that has elapsed between someone sending me an email about what happened the first time they tried pegging and me playing the music for them. But I have to play the music. Pegging celebration time. Congratulations to both of you. I am so happy for you. I hope that you and your husband, Stephanie, have continued exploring pegging. Any advice I might have had to offer you 2 years ago seems kind of moot at this point. On the other hand, for any listeners, I always suggest my webinars. Education can be so helpful in calming fears, giving you accurate information, and giving you hints on different smaller things that seem small but can really help you avoid common mistakes and common misunderstandings, all kinds of different things. There is so much more, as I always say, than to just strapping it on and putting it in. Sometimes I say shoving it in, and whenever I say that, I picture the receivers kind of clenching as they hear those words. But this was an absolutely amazing email. I have such respect for you, Stephanie. You are a partner that I think everyone should strive to be. It's so important to be interested in what your partner is interested in. I had a therapist tell me that decades and decades ago. I think I was relating an instance to him about how I used to play intramural softball, city league softball, right? And I asked my, at that point in time, husband if he wanted to come to one of the games. And he came, and he didn't stay very long, and he left early. And when I got home, I'm like, what the heck, you know? And he said, you know, I'm used to watching baseball on TV. He was kind of a sports watching nut and also athletic. But he said, and it was just hard because everything was so slow and, you know, that kind of thing. So I just really wasn't interested. Ooh, that hurt my feelings. Wow. And my therapist said, it pays to be interested in the things that your partner's interests, not necessarily to participate. It's not like you have to do everything that your partner wants to do, or you have to also adopt all the interests of your partner, but to be interested in that, to ask them questions in it, and to participate if that's something that works for you. Yeah, he even painted a scenario that would have been so much better. Would have been amazing. He said, you know, he could have approached this so many different ways. He could have showed up and sat in those stands looking incredible, dressed up, looking all sharp, and saying to anyone who was around him, hey, that's my wife out there. Check it, man. She's on first base. So yes, it pays to be interested in the interests of your partner. I have so much respect and admiration for you for realizing that while you were completely satisfied with your sex life, he was not getting something he really needed and wanted, and you were willing to explore that with him. I have gotten a lot of emails about connecting on a whole new level. I really have. And it is a completely different experience to be the person who's running the fuck. Absolutely. And to be all concerned and focused on providing your partner with pleasure, seeing what sounds you can get them to make. I mean, it's heady, is what I would call it. It's really heady for me, anyway. So thank you so much for sending this so long ago. I hope you guys are pegging up a wonderful and loving storm since you sent this. Okay, so that's it, people. That's all I'm going to record because I am trying to just kick back in a little bit with sending out recordings, so I don't want it to be this onerous task that I feel like is this big deal. I have been doing some writings in case anybody has not been paying attention to my blog. I've written a couple of articles. One was one that might be very thought-provoking. It might create a firestorm of reaction, because what it's about is when no doesn't mean no. Okay, when your partner comes to you and asks you to do a new sexual activity or asks you if they can do something to you and you say no, there's this common thing all over the place, rightly so, and having to do with enthusiastic consent, that if you say no, no is a complete sentence. No is no, right? The problem arises, that's funny. The problem arises when, with pegging, because there's so many misconceptions and assumptions. It's so poorly understood. There's so many connotations connected with it that are completely ridiculous and inaccurate. So, and combined with not really wanting to talk a lot about it because it's kind of an embarrassing thing, you're afraid you're going to get rejected, and I'm talking about the hopeful receivers here. It is not at all uncommon for a receiver to just kind of mention it, just to kind of test the waters, you know, just test the waters, just see what their reaction is, see what they think, you know. And if they get a no right off the bat, I believe that no can have a little pushback back to it. It deserves a little pushback, only because this person doesn't know what they're asking. The potential giver does not know the correct and accurate details of what the receiver is asking for. So although it's really difficult to do, which is exactly why I made podcast 112, giving your partner all of the accurate information so that they can give you a response as opposed to a knee-jerk reaction from all of their misconceptions is critical. And I know it's really, really difficult to do. Anyway, this is where I believe there is some room for a pushback to the no, because they are saying no to something that's incorrect. So certainly, this is not a license to badger, to pester someone, to try and coerce, to get angry if they don't say yes right away. You need to take responsibility for what you're asking for. Do the best you can. Give them total full information. And you know what? One more hint here. And I've just sort of gone right over into talking to those of you who are wanting to ask your partner but afraid to, right? Or looking at the future when this might be something that you are going to do. Remember that you have been thinking about this for a really long time, and this is brand new information for your partner. So the other thing I would suggest, and this is all wrapped up in, you know, listening to 112 and the whole thing, is to tell them from the beginning, I just want to give you all this information. I would appreciate it if you would just take it all in and not give me any response at all until you sit with it for a while, for a day or two. Because I've been thinking about this for a while, but I know that you probably will need some time. So I'm going to ask you at least to wait until tomorrow until you give me a response. Something like that, because that allows them time to kind of process things. This is a big thing for a lot of people. And I think that Stephanie really described it quite well about, you know, why do we need this? We both have an orgasm when we have sex. What is the problem here? So anyway, I wrote a piece about that because this is an issue that comes up all the time on the subreddit I am a moderator of, which is Straight Pegging. And there are some pretty rabid people in there who just really get angry. Well, I am assigning that to that to their words, but they right off the bat say, no is no, forget it, walk away, do something else, play with yourself, get some solo toys. And I disagree. I think that there's some room there. The room has to be carefully, that path has to be carefully walked, because yes, consent is very, very important, but information, accurate information, is critical to them being able to actually say yes or no, because otherwise they're saying no to something that is not correct. So anyway, I wrote a piece about that. And then I wrote a short piece on my blog about Somebody asked me, why do I think, what is it that, about pegging that makes me think it's an art? And that wasn't a very long post, but it was an interesting question because, as you know, on my that one foundational website, the educational foundational website, is theartofpegging.com. And I name my webinars The Art of Pegging for Beginners, The Art of Pegging Equipment, and The Art of Pegging Advanced. So why is it an art? And that was a fun little exercise to do. So, okay, I think I've talked long enough. I think you guys are going to be very happy to get 15 minutes of Ruby. All righty. Hey, I remembered before I sign off, I wanted to let you guys know real quickly that there were a bunch of Labor Day sales and I sent out a newsletter and stuff like that. But there is one amazing deal that is still going on. I'm not sure how long they're going to keep doing this sale. It is the Giddy, G-I-D-D-I, prostate massagers. They only sell direct. They do not do wholesale anywhere. That is the only place you can get them is on their website, and they are award-winning. Their reviews are through the roof. People rave about them. And one of their models, the Tomo, T-O-M-O, is 50% off, okay? So instead of like a $140 prostate massager, something like that, it's 60. Okay, 120 and 60. I'm not doing the math here. I'm not doing the math correctly. Point is, you're never going to find something of this quality at that price. And it appears that the sale is still going on. I thought they were going to end it after Labor Day weekend, but it is still continuing. So take advantage of that. There will be links in the show notes for the posting of this short take on my blog. And there you go. Have fun with that. It has a come hither motion. And one of the people that purchased it reported to me about how he was trying to find something that would mimic like a prostate milking because he'd had that done before. And he said 5 stars would definitely recommend. So there you go. All right. Bye, everybody. Oh, and happy pegging.